1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 10. Stand with us and we'll honor the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 10. The Bible said, "According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning, thanking you, Father, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you for the privilege that we have to come into your house once again. Thank you for these, our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need of every heart, every life, every home represented here. Lord, you know all about us. We ask you, dear God, that you'd touch us today. Let us leave here different than we were when we come. We pray again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach, Lord. Give us liberty. Strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen the inner man. We ask you, Father, to help us this morning, Lord, that we'd be what you'd have us to be. Give us the words that we need to say, what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you. We'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I want to draw your attention, if the Lord will help us this morning, for a few minutes to verse number 12. The Bible said, "Now if any man build upon this foundation," I want to talk to us this morning on this foundation. Amen. This foundation. We live in a very uncertain day. We live in a very shaky world. From one day to the next, we don't ever really know what's going to happen. In our world, we have wars and rumors of wars all around us. Everywhere we turn, we have countries that are disgruntled with our nation. We're disgruntled with their nations. We're back and forth everywhere we turn. We live in an uncertain day and a shaky foundation. Our country has been running like it has for over 200 years, based upon Christian Judeo principles. Our Constitution of the United States of America was given to us by our forefathers who were Christians, who believed in God. And we're seeing the very crumbling of our foundation today. They're eating away at our freedoms little by little along the way. I don't know if America can stand many more years when they keep chipping these freedoms away. It won't be long until in years, if God tarries his coming, until you won't even recognize the United States of America anymore under the influence that she's under today, and the foundations are shaky. I've seen the foundations fall underneath the very homes, our Christian homes, and the homes where we had a mother and a father raising children. We see that foundation being crumbled today. We see children raising their own selves, many of them, out on the streets without a place to live and food in their stomachs and clothes on their backs. And we see how mothers and fathers split up, divorcing on every hand. How children are raised in different homes, mother living over here and father living over here. And the children's pulled from one to the other. Foundations are being crumbled beneath them. Once homes could stand when it was complete, but today we're seeing those foundations crumbling, and we're feeling the effects in the home. Amen. We've seen churches today where the foundation is crumbling. Amen. And churches that used to be strong in faith and in biblical teaching and based on the Word of God. And we've seen people come in and little by little chip away at the foundations. And we're seeing churches that used to be strong in faith and strong in the Word of God take upon them in this modern day modernism, and we see them now taking on liberalism in the churches today. When the pastor can stand up behind the pulpit and tell the congregation that there's nothing wrong with a man loving another man like he loves a woman. Our foundations are crumbling behind the pulpit in the pews today. And I want to tell you, it's not like it is as the Apostle Paul preaching on the foundation. This foundation, he said, that he's talking about is a foundation that is Jesus Christ. It's not based on Jesus Christ. It's not part of him. It is him. He is the foundation. The Bible said now, he said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. A church that's not founded on Jesus Christ ceases to be the church. Every church that is founded by man ceases to be the real church. Amen. This foundation, the Apostle Paul is instructing the church how to be strong in the text and in this day that we're living in. He mentions in verse number 16 and 17, he says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Now think about that a minute. How the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. He said, "Ye are the temple of God." God in us. Amen. And he said, "If any man defile the temple of God." Now he's not talking about you defiling the temple of God. He's talking about the outside influences that crumble the foundation that you've been taught in the Word of God and Jesus Christ. The Bible said, "If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy." Well, we know that God doesn't destroy those in whom the Holy Ghost is indwelt, and you're the temple. But he's talking about those that crumble the foundation little by little. The Bible said that for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. We belong to God. Hallelujah. We are the temple of God. And we ought to be building on the foundation, Jesus Christ. This foundation. Now, I want to talk to us about some things that's on this foundation. The Bible said in verse 12, he said, "Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble." He said, "Every man's work shall be manifest in the day when we shall all stand before Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, being judged by every deed, every word done in this body." That's what he's talking about. We're to build upon this foundation, Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that we're to make him better. He's already the best. Amen. But what it means is our lives can be made strong and strengthened if we're standing on that foundation, on this foundation. Then what is it he's talking about to build? I want to tell you some things this morning that is in the Bible that helps us that we're to build upon. When a person's saved by the grace of God, he's indwelt by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he's placed upon Jesus Christ, this foundation. I believe when a person's saved by the grace of God, the next step ought to be uniting with the church. Baptism. Amen. The Bible tells us that them that believed were baptized, and the Lord added unto the church 3,000 souls. Amen. And so this morning, I believe church ought to be first and foremost on this foundation. Amen. I tell you, the church, I love the church. Christ loved the church. He said to love the church. He said, "Husbands, he said, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it." He died for the church. He's coming back after the church. I'm telling you, he's got his eye on his church. Somebody said the church is going downhill. Oh no, it's a going up. Hallelujah. His foundation, Jesus Christ. Thank God, it'll stand sure and steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the Lord. Amen. This foundation. I love the church, don't you? Amen. I tell you, what ought to be built on this foundation is the church. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said, whatsoever you loose in heaven, I'll be loosed on earth. And whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll be bound in heaven. I want to say this morning, amen, to build a church life. Amen. I build your life in church. Every time the doors open, you ought to be here. Amen. Every time the doors open, we ought to be committed. Have to come to the house of God. We're members of the church. Amen. And we ought to come. Some folks, I think it's all right just to come every once in a while. But I'm telling you, the foundational life that we have in Christ ought to be built on church life. I love church living. Hallelujah. I love the church. I think about the church. I pray for the church. We ought to have it on our heart and have it on our mind. The church. Church life. I raised my family in church. Amen. Now, somebody said, but you was a preacher. I hadn't always been a preacher. Our little boys were little. I'm going to tell you, it done me good. Could the church have done without me? Yes. Yes. I couldn't tell you one thing that I could have added to the church. I couldn't add a thing to the church. I know I can't. You can do without me. I'll promise you, Antioch, I'll go right on. When I'm dead and gone, when I've left this place, the church, somebody said, what are we going to do? Now that Brother Cook had passed away. This wasn't Brother Cook's church. This is the Lord's church. Hallelujah. And it'll stand as long as the Lord lets her stand. I'm going to tell you, so it is. With Brother William, it ain't my church. It'll go on. Amen. I tell you, because of the foundation, the Apostle Paul said, there's no other foundation that for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. If we're founded and we're on Him, the rock, I promise you she'll stand when this world's on fire. Amen. The church. Amen. Church life. I know the church could do without me, but I can't do without the church. My life, for some reason or another, goes to pot whenever I get out of church. Amen. I don't know why that is, but it does. I don't feel like I ought to feel. I don't do what I need to do, and my life goes downhill. And you probably think, well, we never even missed you. And you probably didn't miss me. But I want you to know I sure missed the church. Yeah. Amen. For my life, it's what I want to build on the foundation, Jesus Christ. Because He loved the church, I ought to love the church. It does me good to come to the house of God and meet with the church. Amen. I tell you, it blesses me. And it strengthens my life to meet with the church. I'd rather be here than the national championship with Alabama playing in it. Amen? With tens of thousands of people gathered around me. That doesn't mean a thing. But oh, hallelujah. I can meet with a chosen few. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless His holy name. And it'll do my heart good all the time. It'll do you good, the church. But then building on that foundation. Well, I'll be honest with you. This is gold, isn't it? Yeah, this is gold. It's golden to me. This foundation. Amen. How you build a church life on it. But then you build a Bible life on it. Based on the Word of God. I told you this before. I'm going to tell it to you again. I was looking in my bedroom one day, I was looking at my drawer, and when my mother passed away, she gave me a handful of my report cards when I was in school, when I was from grammar school on up. And I got to reading some of the comments back in those days. Teachers would write comments on the back of them. Yeah. And for several years there, they'd always say, William's a good boy, and he gets along with children good, but he has a problem not understanding what he reads. Said his comprehension's bad. Said he needs to read more books over the summer months. My mother, I don't even know if she understood what that meant. Her being a German, well, I just went right on The next year, the same old comment from the next grade teacher. William's a good boy. Gets along with students good. But his reading is bad, and he don't understand what he's reading. And he needs to read more during the summer months. And my whole life, I didn't understand what that meant. I thought I was pretty smart. I could dig fishing worms, put it on a hook, go out there to the river somewhere, throw it out there and catch a fish. What I need to read a book for? I can't eat the pages, but I can eat the fish. I found that more beneficial than the reading the book. And so my whole life has been a miscomprehension. I just can't comprehend. But one day, the Word got me. I found out there's something better than wet and hook. Amen. I got into the Word of God. Amen. Built my life. I never will forget the first time I understood the Bible. I never will forget how the Holy Ghost got in my heart when I sat down to read this blessed book. And oh, how it just unraveled. I won't stand up here and say, would you look at me now? Woo! Hallelujah! I thank God that I understand the Word of God. I may not understand the world, but thank God for His Word. And it's sure, hallelujah, in this that God knoweth them that are His. Oh, that precious Word. I don't know, it may be my brain makeup. I don't know. Somebody told me one time, they said, how can you read that King James Version? Said, don't make any sense to me. It makes all kinds of sense to me. I guess my mind gets, it kind of connects because of the Holy Ghost. It's in us. The Word of God is meat to us. It's to build our lives on a foundation. You've got to have the church. And you've got to have the teachings of the Word of God. He said this, according to the grace of God which is given unto me, he said, as a wise master builder. He said, a wise master builder. That means an architect. Or that means someone building a building that knows what he's doing in the construction part of building that building. He said, I have laid the foundation. He didn't say he is the foundation. He said, the Word of God that I have preached unto you is Jesus Christ, is the foundation. And he says that I have laid this foundation. He said, I've laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. He said, I'm architect. He said, I'm the builder. And he said, I've preached the Word. And they've come up behind me, have preached the Word. Hallelujah for the Word of God. Stand on it. Amen. It'll be here when the world's on fire. This Word, the Bible said, "Heaven, the heavens and earth shall pass away." He said, but my Word shall endure forever. Built on this foundation, Jesus Christ. The third thing that ought to be put there, which is gold. Gold is love. Love. Jesus Christ is love. That Word teaches love. That we love everybody. Saved or unsaved, we love everybody. The Lord loved everybody when He came into this world. We ought to put on that foundation. You remember what He said? He said, hope and faith and charity, and said of all these three, charity is the most, and it's the greatest, because it not only abounds here, but it abounds there. Yeah. Hope is gone when we get to glory. Faith, Helen, when we see the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. But love shall endure forever and ever. Thank God, that's gold. Hallelujah. A build on that foundation, love. If you're putting anything else on the foundation, on this foundation, tear it down. Burn it up. Because it's going to get burned up one day. The Bible said, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. I want to be faithful to the Lord's church. I want to be knowledgeable in the Lord's word. And I want to love God's people. And love the Lord with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul. I'm going to tell you when it comes my time and your time to stand before the Lord in the judgment seat of Christ. I'm going to tell you when we stand there. What'd you do with the church? I love the church. What'd you do with my word? I loved your word. What'd you do with my love? I love you. I'm going to tell you. He'll say, I got something good for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, but he said, that if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. There's a many lives that's a building on this foundation, Jesus Christ. Hay, stubble, and wood, nothing that'll profit anything. And it'll fade away and burn one day after a while. Amen. But you build your life in the church. You build your life in his word. And you build your life in his love. And it'll endure all the way to glory. Amen. This foundation. I want to ask you this morning while they get a song ready. What are you putting on this foundation? Jesus Christ. What are you building on? Now, whether you like it or not, if you're a Christian, you've been saved, you have that foundation. He said, if any man hear my word and does them not, he said, I'm going to liken that man as building a house without a foundation on shifting sand. When all these winds come and all the things of life come, that house is going to fall away. He said, but if any man hear my words and doeth them, he said, I liken him unto a man that built a house on a foundation, put it on a rock. I may not have much, and that don't matter. I've done got too old to worry about much. Yeah. Amen. That stuff's already fading away anyhow. Colors don't even bother me anymore. Don't make no difference what color car I'm in. Yeah. Who am I trying to impress? Not you, not me. Doesn't matter. Color don't bother me anymore. Just give me four wheels and get it down the highway. Yeah. Amen. To the next church. That suit me just fine. I'm going to tell you, these things will fade away. But on that foundation that'll stand, I promise you, if you'll build on in the church life, and you'll build your life in the Word of God, and you'll build it on love, it'll stand when you get to the end of the road. And you breathe that last breath. The only thing that you'll be able to carry on the other side is those three things. I just mentioned to you the church, because you're a part of it. The Word of God, because it's in you. Amen. And the love of God, because he can't separate. Who can separate us from the love of God? That's the foundation.
Yes.
That's building something that'll be gold and silver and precious stone. Peter said, and he's precious. I thought I was through. Amen. Oh, it's precious. Amen. I know some of you probably don't know much about building. I got me a transit one time. I was building a house. You know what I'm talking about. I built me a little transit. Bought me a transit. Some reason or another, I got tired of using those batter boards to square something up. So I'm always thinking about fast. I can't help it. If it's a faster way, I don't know why. And fast ain't always good. But I thought, well, I'd buy this transit. And I could take my starting point. I can take my tape measure out there how wide the house is going to be. And I can set that thing, put that transit right on that nail right there. And then I can turn that transit a 90. And boy, I can put that spot, I can take that nail and put that right exactly from that point to this point to that point. First time I got that thing, I thought that's the grandest thing I'd ever seen in my life. Until you get a little careless with it.
Yeah.
Because out yonder, the 100 feet out yonder, you'll get to thinking, well, that much right there don't really matter.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll set that thing and say, put that nail right there. You'll put that nail there and you'll run that tape measure from that one to that one. You'll find that point over there. You got your foundation all laid out there.
Boy, you get in a hurry and you lay that foundation out there. Next thing you know, where'd that 2 inches come from? It was like that in the ouch under, but now it's like this. And if you've ever tried to lay plywood on a roof with the rafters running like this and the plywood running like this, it's hard to cut every piece at an angle and try to nail that up. Just for your information, some of you may not know that, boy, if you don't get the foundation right, you won't get the roof right. Amen. Amen. You won't get the roof right. But let me tell you about this precious stone. It's hewn out. Amen. Yeah. And it's particular. I mean, it's straight this way, and it's straight this way. Amen. And you can take and lay that foundation stone, pull off one end of it, pull your string on this end, ease that thing across, sop it in the ground, and pull from that side, sop it in the ground, and it won't be off. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it's precious. Precious. Yeah. This morning, this foundation, it'll do to live by, it'll do to die by. Let's stand this morning. Amen.